The Vayter and the Gemara with the next Tosus, okay? So let's see. It's a very important concept that emerges here in this next piece of Gemara with the Tosus, and I want to make sure everyone gets it clear, okay? So the Gemara had said in Gimel Amud Aleph on the bottom, it had said that who's the Tana of our Mishnah that says b'fanei nechtam? That Tana requires lishma both on the ksiva and the chasima. Is that correct, Usher? Man Tana. Who is the Tana that assumes that you must verify the ksiva on lishma and the chasima on lishma? So we said, well, we have a problem. If it's Reb Meir, you only need lishma and the chasima, not the ksiva. Is the Gemara proof in the Mishnah on what daf? What daf was that Mishnah? Chafal from the base. Correct. Now we proceed into the second segment of the Gemara, where the Gemara says as follows. Usher, why don't you read the fourth line from the top? E what?
E Rebbe Elazar.
Right. If it's Rebbe Elazar, we got a problem with Rebbe Elazar being the time of our Mishnah as well. Why? Why is that so? Because Rebbe Elazar only requires what? Ksiva and not chasima. Yes? Rebbe Elazar only requires ksiva and not chasima. Okay, we got that? Now, this opens the door to the following question. Okay? Rebbe Elazar is of the opinion that Eina Mesira is karsi. What makes a get? According to Rebbe Elazar, what makes a get? The Eidim that view the what?
Giving
of the get. So what is the cost of law referring to, according to Blazer? Only the actual ksiva. Lishma is only on the ksiva, but the Eidim Mesira is what makes a get. Yes? Now, thank you, Yosef. Now, there is a major, major machlokes in Rishonim, and I want you guys to see this inside so that you for sure have seen it inside. Turn to the Daf Arif. In the Oz V'Hadar, I have it on Nun Dalid, but it's on Lamed. I don't know if you guys have Oz V'Hadar, no? Okay, regular ones, Yudchasim Beis, but here it's mine, Nun Dalid. In fact, they even have it blackened, okay? They even have it blackened. So let's get this, okay, Jonathan? Let's get it. The Gemara says here, black and white, that according to Belazar, he holds Eidim Mesira Karsi, and what is the Gemara assuming? When you say the words Eid and Mesira Karsi, there are two options. You could say Dafka or Af. What does that mean, Dafka or Af? Let's write it on the board. What does Dafka or Af mean? When Rebbe Elazar says Eid and Mesira Karsi, you guys got to get this. When Rebbe Elazar says Eid and Mesira Karsi, is he referring to Af or Dafka? Now you might tell me, what is Rebbe, what in the world does af mean? The word af means even. Get that down. What does that mean? What does the word even mean? That he accepts also what? Eide chasima karsi. It's either Eide mesira or Eide chasima. The lishma issue is on the chasima or the ksiva name. You got to get that. You follow me? The concept of lishma is either on the ksima or the ksiva, but what makes the get is either mesira karsi or ksima karsi. See, Reb Meir, it's much more neater, because Reb Meir says lishma is on the ksima, and they the ksima make the get. Right? According to Reb Meir, l'maisa poshup shai, you don't need Eidim at the delivery of the get. According to Reb Elazar, what do you need? According to Reb Elazar, you need Eidim on the delivery of the get. You don't need any signatures at all, correct? You just need the ksiva with the mesira zaget. So when Rebbe Elazar, when Rif says af, what does af mean? Even. Meaning, gam, what does af mean? Gam eide chasima, also what? Also work. Is that correct? Meaning both tracks work. That is the Rif sheet of Rebbe Elazar.
What tracks?
Eide mesira and eide chasima. If you say af, what does af mean? Even Eidim Mesira.
According to Rebbe Elazar.
Yes. Whose sheet is that? The Rif. And the Balamor argues on this. The Baal HaMor says, no, it's not true. Baal HaMor many times argues on the Rif. That's why the Ramban wrote a parish called Muhammad Hashem to defend the Rif from the Baal HaMor. When it says more Mesechtas, he wrote it when he was 18. More Gadol means he wrote it when he was older. So the Baal HaMor says Dafka. What does Dafka mean?
Specifically
Eid Masir, and therefore what? Eid HaChasima would not work. Eid HaChasima, I'm writing the word Mahani here. Eid HaChasima would not work. Eid HaChasima, Lo Mahani. Okay? You got this? This is a fundamental machloikis, you must know. I want to look at the Rif inside. Okay? You got to know this. Okay? Take a look at the Rif inside. Everyone got it? You have out your Rif. Please look. The Oz Vahadra, it's on Nun Dalet. And in the regular one, you said it was what? Yuchasimiz. You see my Oz Vahadra, it's even blackened in the middle. They said it was so chashiv. Okay? Take a look at this. Let's look at it. You have it there? Go ahead, Usher. In the middle of Nundal, where it's in the middle. What does the Mishnah say? What does the Mishnah say on Lama Dalin Vez? Ain Aidim Chosmim Alaget El Mimne what? Take a look at the Mishnah. Keep your place on the Rif. What does the Mishnah say in Gittin Lama Dalin Vez? It says Ain. Take a look at it. Everyone got the Mishnah in the middle of Lama Dalin Vez? In the middle of the Mishnah. It's the bottom of the Mishnah. Lama Dalin Vez. Everyone got it? Please underline that. What does the Mishnah say? Are you looking on the Appim on your computer or not? What does it say in the Mishnah? Eidim Chosmim, go ahead. Right before we did Hillel. Lamed Dalim Beis in the Mishnah on the bottom. Go ahead, Usher. What does it say? Eidim.
Eidim Chosmim Neget Mimnei Tikkun Olam.
Period. What does that mean, Mimnei Tikkun Olam? What do the words Mimnei Tikkun Olam mean? For the betterment of the world. Meaning to say that what? Really all you need is Eide what? Mesira on a get. The reason why we need signatures on a get is because Tikkun Olam. Take a look at Lamed Vav. Take a look at Lamed Vav and Aleph. What's the big deal? Lamai says Tikkun Olam. Why do you need Adam sign on the get? Just do it with Adam at delivery. Just have the body of the get written. I'll tell you why. Go ahead. Lamed Vav and Aleph right in the middle. Go ahead. Adam what? Everyone got it? Lamed Vav and Aleph in the Gemara. By the two dots. 10 lines on the top. Go ahead. The Adim. Go ahead. Yeah, excellent. Tikkun Olam, it's nuts. It's the Raisa, the Chsiv. Excellent. It says in the Pasuk, you got to have signatures. I believe that's a Pasuk in Yirmiyahu. Yes? It's a very strong Kasha. What on earth is going on here? Go ahead. We actually commented, it's a Pasuk in Navi. Why does it say it's the Raisa? Okay, it happens sometimes in Shas that it says the Raisa is according to a Pasuk in Navi. Okay, we touched upon that. Go ahead.
Amar Rabba lo tzricha. It is needed. Ule Rebbe Elazar to Amar Eidi Masira Karchim. According to Rebbe Elazar, this says Eidi Masira are the ones that make the get happen. Tekhino Rabbanan Eidi Chasima from Neitzik Adamo. Gezinim de Maisis Ahadi.
What does Maisi mean?
That you'll bring.
Usually means bring. Here it means dead. From the word mace. Maybe the Eidim will die. And if the Eidi Masira die, then you have no one to verify the get was ever what? The get was a get. So you better have Adam signed on it. So there the word Maisi, I would have thought it meant bring to Asher, but it means dead here. Go ahead, Inami.
Inami, if this is so, Zinnin Dazlein and Dinasayam.
No, you can say a different answer. Maybe they'll go to Minasayam, they won't be around in Makayim. So you need Adam signed on it. So according to the Rabbah, the town of the Mishnah is Rabbah Lazar. Yes? Okay. Let's just do Rav Yosef.
Rav Yosef says, Afilu Tema Lira Meir. Even if saying on corner of mirror, his kina shehei idem mafarshim she mosayim begitin b'bnei tikkun olam.
Even a corner of mirror says edich simakarshi, you still have to elucidate. You have to make it even better. Kedesanya.
Kedesanya, like it teaches in the brisa. Bereshona haya kosev ani boni chasim si eid im savyadu yotzei minachem ha'er kosher.
Right, you don't even have to write your name. Vim lav.
In love, if you didn't, hustle.
Right. So in other words, you have to elucidate your name. You can't just say, I signed it with my own signature, and then they can compare the John Hancock, you know? So even according to Meir, you could say the Tan is Remeir. Go ahead. Amar Gamliel.
Amar Gamliel, Rabban Gamliel says, Takana Gadola hates Kina. They made a big decree.
Excellent. So you see that they used to do that. Okay. So if I ask you, you guys, I want you to chop the Makaris. You got to chop the Makaris. Where is the Mishnah that says that you need signatures on a get? What daf? Lamed Aleph and Beis. Right before Hillel we did that, right? What does it say on Lamed Vav? Who's the Tana of that Mishnah? Machlekes Rabba of Yosef Amrim. What does Rabba say? The Tana is Obelazer. If it's Obelazer, it's Mishir Kar. So why do you need signatures? Two reasons. Why? They might die or they might go to Minisiyam, they need Mishir. Yes? What does Rav Yosef say? The Tana is who? Reb Meir. That says, oh, he says, Eidech Chasim Kar Shani. So what's the Mishnah Attic? Tikkun Olam. All you got to do is sign Ani Chasamti, and you can see that they can compare it with your John Hancock, your signature. Wrote that Takana was, and they're going to elucidate the signature. Yes? Turn to the Rif now. What'd you say? Yes, elucidated by the name. That is correct. Well said. That's what he's saying here. Okay? Okay, look at the Rif now. Go ahead. Let's look at the Rif. You got the Rif? Everyone, guys, look at the Rif. You got to know that. I want you to see it inside. You have the Rif? Arye? This is probably the most famous Rif in Gittin. This sheet of the Rif within Rabbi Lazar. Go ahead.
It's the Arisa. The Ksiv that is written the Kasa Beseper Pechosa. The Haed Edim.
That's the end of the pause. Gemara didn't quote that. The Rif quotes it. Go ahead.
Amar Rav says Lo Tzricha.
Lo period Tzricha.
It's needed. The Rav Elazar.
Go ahead.
So Amar Edim Misira Karti. He says that Edim Misira are the ones that make the document happen.
Go ahead.
Takin Rabban Edim Hasidim Zimin De Maisis Adi.
Maybe the Edim will die. Go ahead.
Inami Zimin De Azle Lamedin Asyam.
Period. That's the Gemara. Now look at what the Rif says. Guys, get this. Go ahead. Meha.
Meha. From here, Shaminan.
We learn from this Gemara. Go ahead. Wow. The only time you need Eidei Mesira is when there's no Eidei Chasima. Go ahead. Wow. If you have Eidei Chasima, all you need is Eidei Chasima. You don't need Eidei Mesira. Go ahead. Who to what? As long as she's holding the get. Go ahead.
Name Tamar, I'll ask. Ha Itmar is stated in a common asuma, or the often aware of Hanina, Chadam, or the Shayam, Chadam, or the Gimel. We have a case where it seems to suggest that you do require Adim Sira. Hasam over there, Mishim Debahin and the Kaimel. You need to uphold, you need to certify the document.
That has nothing to do with Adim Sira, correct. It's just to verify the document, Va'od.
Va'od Frimar, Lichachila, Ba'in and Adim Sira.
L'chachila, we require Eidei Mesira. Right. What we're talking is a level B'diavid. So what's the upshot of this riff? What I wrote on the board. That Rabbi Lazar basically says, you think Eidei Mesira Karsi? It's off. Even Eidei Chasima are just as acceptable. Maybe it's not l'chachila. Okay. Maybe it's not l'chachila, but it's just as good halacha l'maisa. Okay. You got that? Correct? Is that clear? Everyone got that clear? This is the sheet of the Rif, famous sheet of the Rif that he holds off. Now you should write in your notes, maybe it means B'dievid. I'm glad that's why you always got to see something inside. Maybe I'll write that on the board too as well. But at least it's, for our purposes, it's kosher. It might be B'dievid, I'll write B'dievid, but the bottom line is it's kosher. So what's the kash on the Rif? You guys tell me from the Gemara we learned, our Gemara. You guys tell me. Someone come up with the kasha. Let's go, let's think, okay? We're all tired, we don't mail in any day. Let's go, let's get it. What did the Gemara say, black and white? Asher read it nicely. He said, if the time of our Mishnah, but finally, after that, is Rabbi Lazar, we got a problem with that. Why? Because Rabbi Lazar only requires Ksiva Lishma, not what?
Chasima.
Is that true according to the Rif?
No.
It's not true according to the Rif. No? Doesn't the Rif say that you can say Eidei Chasima Karsi?
Yeah, that's what it seems to be saying.
So that's Akasha. The Rif has this famous Shita that holds what? The Eidei Chasima is just as good. Tosis in the Balamor, B'Shem Rabbein Ephraim argued, that's fine. But Frek the Ramban asks on the Rif, I don't understand, what is a Gemara's Kasha? What on earth is our Gemara's Kasha? Are you got that? Mm-hmm. How can the Gemara say, if you hold like a blow, it's a Chasim Lishma, low boy? What are you talking about? I'll give you a case where there's no Eidei Mesira, and Eidei Chasima are fine, and therefore the Eidei Chasima are what make the get a get, and they have to be written Lishma. It could be a case where there's no Eidei Mesira. How do you know our Mishnah's talking about with their Eidei Mesira? That's the Ramban's Kasha. How do you know our Mishnah's talking about with their Eidei Mesira? Hello?
Our Gemara's talking about a case
Why can't we establish it? We're talking about where there's no Eidim Mesira. Now, I know what you're going to tell me. Didn't the Gemara say, Bifnei Kamenosla law? Didn't it say that? Okay, but let's go one at a time. You're saying good, Nate. But that's what the Ramban proposes. He says, if you hold off, I don't understand the riff in this line of the Gemara. Maybe we're talking about there's no Eidim Mesira and Eidim Hasima are enough. And therefore, they have to be written Lishma. That's the kash of the Ramban. Okay? You got that? Please get the kasha down. You got the kasha? You don't think it's such a good kasha? Let's see. Okay, let's see. We're going to give four answers to this kasha. Yes? This is what the Ramban asked. Ramban was a very smart man. We don't need to say that. But you're saying good, Nate. So the Ramban, Nate is Bechavin and the Ramban and Chiddush Aran's answer. It is absolutely impossible. Are you getting this answer down, Aryeh? It is absolutely impossible to say that this Mishnah is talking about where there were no Eidim Mesira. Because of the man Ashliach that's delivering get from Nin Siam, he must say b'fanei nechlam in front of Eidim Mesira. Therefore, there have to be Eidim Mesira. Yes? Is that correct? That is his answer. Nate, you're mechavin of the answer. But what do you see from the Ramban? That if in fact, what? You only had Eidim Hasim alone, they would have to, what? You would require what? Lishma and what? Both the Ksiva and also the what? The Ksiva and also the Chasima. Please get that down. That is the first answer. Okay, that is the first answer. Again, the Kasha we're asking. What is the Kasha? The Kasha is Ma'at Shat the Gemara Shalanu. Where the Gemara Shalanu says that according to Rabbi Lazar, Lefi Rabbi Lazar, Lo Tzarich Lishma on the what? You don't mean Lishma on the what? On the Chasima. Oh yeah? According to the Rif you do. If there's no Eidim Mesira, Ma'ap Shabbat Gemara Shalana, the Gar Gemara says, Lefi Rabbeloza, Lo Tzarich Lishma on Chasima. Hare Lefi the Rif, Hare Lefi Arif, Kashir Ein Bo what? Kashir Ein Bo Eidim Mesira? Eidi Chasima, Sarich Liyot Lishma. Sarich Liyot Lishma. You got the Kasha? That is the Ramban's Kasha on the Rif. So I'm going to write code word for the answers. Okay? Because we don't have time to go write every word on the board for the answer. What's the first answer? What's the first answer? We're talking about a get what? Mimedina Sayam. What is that answer? Obviously, you have to say b'fanei nechlam, b'fanei nechlam. And therefore, you need Eidim Mesira at the delivery of the get. You need Eidim Mesira at the delivery of the get. And therefore, what? Therefore, it cannot be talking about a case, Nate, where there are no what? Where I don't know Eidim Mesira. Please get it down. Okay? That is the answer of who? Of the Ramban. Let's go. Number one. That was number one. Number two. The Rashbah. And Daftal and Amalaf writes, according to Belazar, it says in the Torah, because of law. What does because of law mean? What does because of law mean? On the Ksiva, correct, only according to Belazar. Even if there are Eidim Mesira, you never need Eidim Chasima Lishma. Wherever, even if there are Eidim Chasima, they don't have to be written, signed Lishma. Because the Torah only requires Lishma on the what? On the Ksiva. That is the sheet of the Rashbah. No matter what you say, it is only on what? It's only Lishma on the Ksiva. This is the Rashbah's answer. Okay? The Rashbah's answer. First answer is the Ramban. Second one is the Rashbah. What does the Rashbah say? Rak Lishma on the Ksiva. Only. You never need Lishma on the Chasima. What's the difficulty with that? What's the difficulty with that, Terrence? What'd you say? What do you mean? That's exactly what the Gemara says. If it's Rabbi Lazar, all you need is Ksiva Lishma, you don't need Chasim Lishma. I don't care what your situation is. You never need Lishma on the Chasimas. That's the sheet of Rabbi Lazar. So the Ramban and the Ritva ask on this answer from the Gemara later on. The Gemara later on says, Rabbi Lazar holds Mezuyuf Mitocho as possible. That if you write a get with only any Chasima, and they're not written Lishma, right? I mean, if you say they don't have to be written Lishma, then Kol Shekhen, a get that as what? Eidah Mesira and Eidah Chasima shouldn't be written Lishma. The Gemara says, Eidah Farish. Anytime you do it, you got to do it right. So the Ritva says, I want you to get this. At this point in the Gemara didn't know that. The Gemara understood Lamaisa. Halach Lamaisa, the Gemara understood that when you have Eide Chasima, you don't need the Ksiva to ever be Lishma. So the Rif, basically, did not bear his Shita, did not give birth to a Shita till the end of this Gemara. At this point in the Gemara, in a Hanami, the Rif did not know his Shita. The Rif only was Mechadish the Shita after this Gemara was said when it got to the Maskana. So you can't ask on the Rif from this line of the Gemara. The Rashba writes, at this point in the Gemara, Lefi Rabbi Lazar, when it says because of law, the Eide Chasima never need to be done Lishma. So they ask on that Teretz Lamais. It's not true. We know that Mizuyif Mitochov, there's Eide Mesira, the Eide Chasima have to be done right. Kol Shekain, when you have what? Kol Shekain, when you have Lamaisa, if the get that has only Eide Chasima doesn't need Lishma, Kol Shekain, if the Eide Mesira, Eide Chasima should need Lishma, right? Mizuyif Mitochov means what? When the get has only Eide Chasima, you got to do it right. Yes? So if that doesn't have to be done Lishma, certainly we have Eide Mesira with Eide Chasima, doesn't have to be done Lishma. So the Ritva saves the day by saying the Gemara was Choserbo from what I understood in the Kasha. When there's Eide Chasima, Lamaisa, the Torah is Makbid, that the Chasima should be what? Should be Lishma. But that's only in the Maskana. In the Havamina of the Gemara Taka thought that Rabbi Lazar denied Lishma all the time on Chasimas. Either Rif Shita is then against Rif Shita, the Rif Shita only became alive at the end, Maskana is a Gemara. Okay? So that's the second Teretz. So I'm going to write down number two. Please get it down to Rashba. That what? That Rak, Lishma, and Ksiva, I'm going to write as Havamina. Because as Binyamin said, that's against the Rif Shita. How are you answering the Rif? The answer is the Rif Shita came about after what? He's a Rishon. Came about after this Maskana is a Gemara. That's the second answer. Number three. Let's get it. Third answer. The Ritva answers B'Shem Rabbeinu the Riyah Levi. What are we talking about? Halach Lamaisa? That their Eide Chasima do not have to be written Lishma. The Eide Chasima, B'Chiyagav, the Eide Chasima don't have to be written Lishma. Ein Tzarach Lichtov Lishma. El Asagi Shechasima Tiyah Lishma. Kamo Lefi Remeir Shechasagi B'Chasima Lishma. So what does that mean? What's the answer? The Ritva says, B'Shem the Riyah Levi, that there were Eide Chasima. When there are Eide Chasima, you don't need to write it Lishma. It's enough that the Chasima is Lishma, like Reb Meir holds Sagi B'Chasima Lishma. So what's the answer? When you require Lishma, according to who? Rabbi Lazar is normally on the Ksiva. Not if there are Eide Chasima. If there are Eide Chasima, it's enough to have the Lishma on the Chasima. That's the answer the Riyah Levi gives. The Ritva says, B'Shem the Riyah Levi, that Kashir what? Kashir Eide Chasima Sagi Maspik, or we'll write Sagi, it's enough Shehem Lishma, below Ksiva. You don't need the Ksiva to be Lishma. Okay? That's the Chiddush that we're talking about. You don't need to have what? You don't need to have Lamaisa, any Lishma on the Ksiv at all, where you have Eide Mesira. Why is that difficult? You tell me. Binyamin Aryeh, why is that difficult? Let's get this. Jonathan, if it's distracting, you know what to do. Why is this difficult? You tell me, Nate. What do you? It's like, make up your mind. Sometimes Lishma is on the Ksiva, sometimes on the Chasima? I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Why not? Make up your mind. Where's Lishma? The Ksiva, the Chasima? How do you measure the Pusik? Sometimes it goes on the Ksiva, sometimes on the Chasima. It's a little strange, no?
You just said you need Lishma.
What'd you say?
I feel like
okay, all right, so you're hinting. Okay, Shmuel Razovsky says like this. He says the limud of Lishma is when the Gemara get is done. When is the Gemara get done? If there's no Eide Chasima, when is the Gemara get done? At the Ksiva. And you're going to rely on Eide Mesira, yes? And if you have Eide Chasima, when is the Gemara get done? With the Chasimas. So wherever your decision of the Gemara get is, going to be, let that be Lishma. That's basically what you were saying, but I want you to get that down. That's what Shmuel Razovsky is masber very beautifully. And that's what it means, the Ksiva has to be Lishma. But if there's Eide Chasima, let the Chasimas the Gemara get. So that'll be done Lishma. But at the end of the day, the rib falls off. And it can oscillate. What do you mean it can oscillate, Lamaisa? It can oscillate, Lamaisa. That sometimes it'll be on the Ksiva, sometimes it'll be on the what? Sometimes it'll be on the Chasima. So this is the sheet of what? This is the third answer. The Ritva B'Shem, the Riyah Levi. Okay? So this fits our Gemara. Our Gemara says what? What is our Gemara talking about? What is our Gemara talking about? B'fanei Nechtam, right? So what are we saying? So what are we saying, Allah L'Maisa? Why can't you establish it where there is no Eidi Mesira, and then what? And then there is Eidi Chasima.
Then you wouldn't need to do them.
What'd you say? Then you don't even find a Nechtav, no? The Gemara says, L'Maisa, you need what? If it's Rav Elazar, you either need one of the two. That's how you have to interpret the Gemara. That's how you have to interpret the Gemara. The Gemara's normal is Rav Elazar holds Eidi Mesira, so it says the Ksiv L'Shva Chasima you don't need. But in a Chanami, if you had Eidi Chasima, so you require one and not the others. You should not only require B'fanei Nechtav. Yes, yes, Binyamin. Go ahead.
Well, the final answer, I would say that, well, we standardized B'fanei Nechtam, so...
We didn't get to the fourth answer yet.
No, so I'm saying that oh, you would only require one, and therefore it's a good, like, it still fits, I would say that, no, we standardized it, so even though it didn't require one, because we don't know which one happened, we're saying this is the standard.
That's what the Gemara is saying. That's right. Kufa what the Gemara is saying.
Right. But so that's,
okay, you can read Rishmul and Zofsky into the Gemara. You're saying good. That's Kufa what the Gemara is saying. No matter what you're going to say, you don't need both. That's the Kasha.
Right.
That's what the Gemara, that's how you have to interpret the Gemara. Not, okay?
Further back on that answer, just, I don't understand it, but to say that once you have Eidi Ksiva, that you don't require Lamafreya Lishma Maksiva. Maksiva's over already once you do that.
No, you know you have Eidi Ksiva. No, everyone gathers around. You know the signature, so it doesn't have to be written Lishma. You can take some out of the file cabinet. You know there's going to be Eidi Ksiva. Take it out of the file cabinet for the Ksiva. That's all. Mm-hmm. That's what it means. You can have practically, you can envision a case. Okay. And lastly, number four. What's number four? And this is very critical. There are two Esbeirim in the Rif. Okay? Very important. There's a famous sheet to Lamaisa. Okay? There's a famous sheet that two Esbeirim within the Rif who holds off. The Rabbeinu Ephraim says, yes? The Rabbeinu Ephraim says, and the Rush learns on Pei Vavim at Aleph. They say off, what I wrote on the board. Let's get it down. It's the Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Ron quotes, and the Rush. The pure sheet of off is Rabbeinu Ephraim speaking, that's what the Rif holds, and who else? The Rush. Okay? However, there is a sheet of the Ron, which I'm going to write over here, guys. Okay, which you must know. The Ron, I like to call the Ron the pop-up theory. What do I mean by the pop-up theory? That according to the Ron, the pshat, the shitas arif is that when you have Eidi Chasima, kashir yesh Eidi Chasima, what is that? He uses the following phrase, hakol behechsher naseh, Vehem Omrim, they pop up out of the star, it's like a pop-up theory. Vehemrim Shahaya Eide Mesiru. So in essence, it's like they're what? They're subs. You know what a sub is? A substitute. They're not literally Eide Mesira, but they're a way to get to Eide Mesira by having what? By having Eide Chasima. The fact they're Eidi Chasima, they pop up out of the get and they say everything was done properly and there was Eidi Mesira. This is the Ron's famous Shita. So what emerges according to the Ron is, do you say Af or is it really Dafka within the Rif? You guys got to get this Knech.
It's really Dafka.
Because the bottom line is that he only really what prescribes Eidi Mesira, Nate. But Eidi Mesira can take hold in one of two ways. Literal Eidi Mesira, or they can be what? Subbed by Eidi Chasima, which confirms that there were what? That there was a Mesira Saget. Okay? You understand what I'm saying? They pop up and say, I want you to get this. They pop out of the get and they say, there was a get that was given to this woman. Not necessarily their Eidi Mesira, but they confirm that everything was done properly. Please fix that in your notes. Not necessarily the Eidi Mesira, but everything was done properly. So it's kind of like that there was Eidei Mesira. If there are Eidei Chasima and the get is being held by the woman, we see that it must have been a Mesira. How else did she get the get? So Memela, we view it as if there were Eidei Mesira. The Eidei Chasima become what? I'm looking for the good word in English. They become a what? Kind of like a fabricated Eidei Mesira. They pop up out of the get and say, yes, everything was done properly, and we assume that what it was given to her properly, and they become what? In all intents and purposes. What's a good word in English? De facto. Good. I like that word. Well said, Jonathan. De facto, they become Eidei Mesira. So at the end of the day, according to Naran, the Rif really holds what? The Rif really holds Dafka. The standard shot is like who Rabbeinu Ephraim in the Rush that he holds Af. But at the end of the day, according to Naran, the way Naran touches him up, the way Naran touches him up, he really becomes like what? He becomes like Dafka. Because the Eidei Mesira de facto are fabricated Eidei Mesira. You know what about a fabricated, what's it called? A prefab sukkah? These guys are also really what? The pop-up theory, they become like Eidei Mesira. This is the Chiddush I want you to get down. So when you first hear the Shita of Rabbi Elazar presented Eidei Mesira card, so what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Is it Af or Dafka? Machlaikis. No. Is it a Machlaikis? Rif holds Af, and the Balmor holds Dafka. Whoa, one second. Within the Rif, there's a further Machlaikis Rishayim. Did he really hold Af? Yes. Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rush said yes. He meant really Af, which means Eidei Chasima is a track on its own. You follow me, Nate? Comes to Ron and says, no, it doesn't mean that. It really means, you know what the word in Latin is? Qua. Rav Rodenzweig uses that sometimes. They're really qua Eidei Mesira. You know what qua means? What'd you say?
Kind of like quasi almost?
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. Look at the qua means like in another way of saying Eidei Mesira, they're Eidei Chasima. Eidei Chasima are qua Eidei Mesira. They're really acting and serving de facto as Eidei Mesira. So at the end of the day, Nate, they're really, really, it's af. It's really dafka. You follow me? According to the Ron?
In the capacity of.
What'd you say? In the capacity, exactly. The Eidei Chasima in the capacity, qua means in the capacity of, they are really being Eidei Mesira. So according to Ron, that's why it's really dafka. You got what I'm saying? Nate, you got this? You sure? Come on, let's focus, Lamaisa. You got to focus. I know you're tired, Lamaisa. You got to focus. You're not feeling well, focus, you get more scar. You get more and more scar, Lamaisa. Okay? We were in the cold yesterday, huh? It was affected everyone. But Lamaisa, we got to be strong. You got me? So at the end of the day, does the Rif hold off? According to who?
According to the
Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rush, yes. But according to who?
The Ron,
not that way. Okay, now let's take this a step further. Lamaisa. If you hold like the Rishonim hold off, they ask Akasha on the Rif that according to Belozzi, each track works, so you should require a Chasim Lishma. Yes? But I want you to get right down in your notes. According to the Ron, the Akasha doesn't start. Why not?
It's really not.
According to the Ron, why does the Akasha not start? Because it's really what? Yeah. The Chasima work qua as what? Eidei Mesira. Therefore, what? They don't make the star the what? The star, then they don't have to what? Sign it, Lishma. So the Gemara is beautiful when it says, E Rabbi Elazar lo bein chasim Lishma. Because who are the ones who need to be chasim Lishma? The guys who make the star, yes? So if the guy who makes the star are not the Eidei Chasima, then Lamaisa comes out, the Fidaran, that the Eidei Chasima working between Eidei Mesira, they're not making the star. You don't need it to be signed Lishma. So if Shmuel Rozovsky gets Kastir in the Ron, who has the Kasha? Who asked the Kasha of the Ramban in the beginning of Shir? The Ron himself asked the Kasha with the Ramban. And he gives the same answer as the Ramban. But according to the Ron, the Shittas, it's not a Kasha. It's such a great, according to the Ron, it's not a Kasha because the Ron really holds what? Dafka. So if the Eidei Chasima serve as what? Qua Eidei Mesira, they're not Eidei Chasima as themselves. So you never need them to be written Lishma. So what were you asking, Ron? You asked the Kasha to Ron and give the answer of the Ramban? What was the answer of the Ramban? Nate was mechavin to it. Then of course you need Eidei Mesira in this case. The Shli is delivering the get. So he's delivering the get before Nechem and Nechem, right? So you got to say what? You have Eidei Mesira, right? Wasn't that the Ramban's answer? Why did the Ron give the same answer? The Ron should have just said, according to my Shita, the whole Kasha doesn't start. What is my shita? My shita is that you need dafka. That the Chassidim are quiet and mesirah. So if they're quiet and mesirah, they don't have to write the Lishma, because they're not the ones who make the get. So it's a tremendous what? Tremendous kash. One second, let's get to this. So it could be, and I want you to get this, this leads us to the photography case. There is a situation, tonight, because it shall be one of the 80 Kiddushin, the photographer gets in the middle, and you don't see the ring put on her finger. You look right afterwards, it's on her finger already. Is that good? You didn't see the actual mystery. If you want eight conditions, you should see it. That's why if I need the elbow of the photographer out of that, I'll do it. I'll say sorry to him afterwards, but I'm sorry. Listen, this is a ritual, this is a religion, it's halachic. I'm not tackling him, just you know how to do it. So I make sure that I see it. Right? So the Avni Meluyim, the Ksois HaChoshen, who's the Gon, Avni Meluyim, the same, the Shev Shmai, it's a Simen Membei, Sivkon Alf, in the Ksois HaChoshen, Avni Meluyim, Lamar Alf, Sivkon Dal, and the Sivis, Simen Chofche, Sivkon Zayin, say, what does the Ran mean? Anan Sahadi. What is Anan Sahadi? It's an Anan Sahadi, there's a Mesira. We see the get in the hand of the woman, we know that was good, they're not Mezuyev, and therefore they're the Eidim Mesira. So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky says, Lafizeh, what's the Ron's kasha? That the Eidei Chasima have to be done lishma. The Eidei Chasima are not making the star. So Rav Shmuel Rozovsky and the Birka Shmuel, the great Gon, Rav Baruch Ber, B'Shem, the Rav Chaim, and the Stipler, they say the pshat of the Ron is the Eidei Chasima are the Eidei Mesira. They know the Baal was mitzavah to write the star. And the star was given liyidei Baal. And now we know the star's in the hand of the woman, so it must have been given from the husband to the woman. It's Eidei Yediyah. And even though Lamaisa we didn't see it, that's called Eidei Yediyah. They're testifying in the Dasam Ischayev. And the stars found in the hand of the Makabel, the woman, so we view it as if they're Eidim and the Mesira. So since the Eidei Chasima become the Eidim Mesira through the signature, they're considered to be part of the get, and it's like the Toreif, and it must be done Lishma. It must be done Lishma. So therefore, that's Lamaisa what's going on here, Halach Lamaisa. Since, in fact, Lamaisa, remember, what do we say? So steering the Ron. Why does the Ron ask Akasha? If the Ron holds that what? The Eidei Chasima are what? Quiet and Mesira. Then why is it that what? They're not signed, they don't make the star. So why do they have to be signed Lishma? Why the Ron ask Lamaisa? If you hold off, they have to be signed Lishma. Lamaisa, he learns differently the way it is. He really learns Dafka. Lamaisa, it's a pop-up theory. So they don't have to be Lishma. So what are you asking? Why do you give the Teretz to the Ramban? The Teretz is like this, that even though what? Even though you're right, they act as qua Eidei Mesira, but since they act as qua Eidei Mesira, the Chasim is a fundamental part of the get, becomes like the Teref, and that's got to be done Lishma. Where the fact that they are qua Eidei Mesira, but they are what? They are Eidei Chasima. So the Eidei Chasima, by definition, becomes a chelik, important part of the get. You better believe they better be written what Lishma. You can't ignore the fact that they're on a piece of paper, that they're popping up from the piece of paper. So if they're popping up from the piece of paper, you can't ignore that. If they're popping up from the piece of paper, they better be written what? They better be written Lishma. And that's exactly why the Ron asked the Kasha, and it's a Kasha even according to his own Shita, and the answer is like Nate was Machavitu, that the Mishnah they're delivering again from Nina Siam, and therefore they have to say before Nefer and Netha, and there are 80 Mesira there. So you can't what establish the case that there are no 80 Mesira. By definition, there were 80 Mesira. So we got this Chap. But this is the concept called Eidei Yediyah. I want you to know on the board. And this theory becomes what we call, the Ksos says, Eidei Yediyah, and the photographer case is good. So Lomais, I don't want to get involved in that, so I still elbow the guy out of the way. Because I don't have to rely on the sheet. I want to be able to see it. But Lomais, Eidei Yediyah work, they are Moil, they will work, Halacha Lomais, the Kashrus Haget. They will work for the Kashrus Haget, Halacha Lomais. Everyone got that?
Like in the case you're
Same thing. Kiddushin Gerish will be all the same thing. But if you're going to say this theory about Kol B'Hashem Nasa, they literally weren't there. But because you can't forget where they're coming from, they are Eidei Chasima, Kwa Eidei Mesira, but since they still are Eidei Chasima, they have to be written Mishma. And that's what the Gemara means in this line of the Gemara. Okay? That's what the Gemara means in this line. Allah Halamais. Okay? When it says Rabbi Lazar, all Rabbi Lazar, Niksiv Lishma, Yonon Yichasim Lishma. Yes, go ahead.
We're saying that Eidei Chasima are considered to be Eidei Yediyah?
Yes, Because there any idea that when you say Eidei Chasima are qua Eidei Mesira, how do they serve as the capacity? Because there's a pop-up theory? Well, pop-up is a joke. They weren't there. They didn't see it. But we assume that they are testifying on the Tzivui, the Baal, that the Baal wanted it to be written up. And now we see the get in what? In the hand of the woman. Must be it was given properly. Okay? That must be it was given properly. And they're testifying on the Das Lamaisim of what? Of the husband, and therefore that's all considered to be good, halacha l'maaseh. But you can't forget where they're coming from. And where they're coming from is that they were signed. So that has to be signed lishma.
And do we say that Eidei Mesira have to be lishma or not?
What did you say?
Do we say that Eidei Mesira have to be lishma or not? Do Eidei Mesira have to be lishma?
You tell me. This is the third time we've discussed it, and I'm glad you're asking. Because you'd never be embarrassed. You can ask me a kasha 100 times, and I don't care. Because I love the kashas. What's the answer to your kasha? I was just telling Rabbi Weinberg, right? Rabbi Weinberg in the photo when I was photocopying the marmot, he wanted to ask me that same kasha. What's the answer? Doesn't the sin and lead to lishma? Are ye? Doesn't the sin lead to lishma? Pei vavam and beis on the bottom. Machlekes out, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Abaye. Take a look at pei vavam and beis.
How do we hold?
We hold. We don't.
Doesn't require the
Shema. Does not need the Shema. You have two gittin that are mixed up. Remember, you give both gittin to both women.
Right.
You don't know. The scene is not done the Shema by definition. But in that case, it's good. Rabbi Yirmiyahu says, no, it's not, because you need the Shema. It's not good according to Belazer. Abai says it is good according to Belazer. You follow me? That's a tremendous chiddush. That's what we're saying. We assume the Ksiva has got to be done the Shema, but what makes the get a get is... But I think the theory is exactly what we're saying, that Nate was Mechavin to Shmuel Rozovsky, and you were also Binyamin, that whatever the get becomes a get, when you finish the get, whether it's through the Ksiva or the Chasima, you're going to need it to be Lishma, however that's done.
Right.
Now, if you're a Chasima man, that's done with the Chasimas. If you're a Ksiva man, see, that's what I'm always perplexed with. Why can't you just write up a get and just give it to the woman? Why does it have to be in front of Eidei Mesira? Why do you hold it? Why don't you hold Eidei Ksiva Karsi? There's no concept. Eidei don't sign the. There's only one guy who writes it. But if the sofer writes under the command of the Baal, why can't you just say sofer Ksiva Karsi? What do you think of that? Why don't you say sofer Ksiva Karsi? Yeah, I'm saying the sofer. Let the sofer be like let the sofer be. Why don't you say Ksiva Karsi? Sofer Ksiva Karsi. Why do you have to have anybody? Why do you have to have anybody? You follow what I'm saying? Why can't the guy just write the get a get with himself? Kosovolov Ksav Yadovin Alav Adim is good according to Belaz only if you have Adim at the Mesiris Aged. Why do you need Adim at Mesiris Aged?
Because he can't pop up for himself.
Why not? Why do you need Adim at all? You have Adim there. The guy who wrote the get, he himself. Ein Lechasima Gedol Mizu. I want you to keep that cash in mind. That's obviously the answer is I'm wrong, but I want to know why I'm wrong.
Isn't it mean that we're trying to make it that she's valid to the rest of Klal Yisrael? So it's fine. She's also to
you say you're going to
what
you need Adim, you're saying to prove it. You mean
yeah, it gives the coal. That's the coal. Like,
no,
the
okay. You're saying something else. Adim and Syria car sees what makes the get a get. I mean,
sure, but the whole point
that's
of
different
shahar,
though.
The whole point of
why can't you say the Ksivas Asofer makes the get a get? Just say that. So Reb Meir holds the Chasimah's Lishma, and that's what makes the get a get. Does two things at once. It's written Lishma and makes the get a get. Koran loves you have a splice. The writing is the Lishma, but you need the Mesira, the delivery that has to be Adam on the delivery. You hear what I'm saying, Aryeh? Why can't you just say the Ksiv is everything? I want you to keep that kasha in mind. Okay? But these are, let's chazer over this Mahalik, because then we got to continue. You guys got this? What do we say in this one little segment of Gemara? What do we say in this one little segment? We read three lines. It said, "E Rabbi Elazar Ksiva boy, Ksima lo boy." So he can't be our town of our Mishnah, right? Yes, Eliezer, you need Fanei Nechtam. What are you talking about? According to the sheet of the Rift, that Rabbi Elazar holds off, that means Eide Chasima, you could also envision, according to Rabbi Elazar, Ksima Lishma. No? Couldn't you envision that as well? That's the Kasha the Ramban asks. How could the Gemara say, why can't we just establish the Mishnah where there's no Eidei Mesira, and you need Eidei Chasima, and done. No. You need Eidei Chasima. That would be a chelik of the get. No. You'd also need Ksiva Lishma, because Rabbi Elazar always says you need Ksiva Lishma. Yes? It's a great kasha. Maybe there's no Eidei Chasima. You could say what? There is Eidei Chasima Karsi, and Eidei Chasima are chelik of the get, you need Chasima Lishma. So what's the first answer? First answer we said was from Nate, from the Ramban and Ron, that the Mishnah is talking about a case you're delivering and get from Minyasam. By definition, you fun and nechtam, fun and nechtam. There were definitely Eidei Mesira there, delivery they get. But in a Chanami, if there's no Eidei Mesira, in a Chanami, all you need is what? If you just have Eidei Chasima, then you need Lishma both on the Ksiva and the Chasima. Is that correct? That's the first answer. What's the second answer? Rashba. What did the Rashba say? You only need Lishma only on what? Ksiva, no matter what. Yes? Even if there are what? Eidei Chasima. Isn't that against the what? Is that against the Gemara? Gemara says if you're going to do Eidei Chasima, you need it. You got to do it right. So if they're Eidei Chasima, you got to do it right. If you tell me the Eidei Chasima don't need Lishma, Kol Shekein, if you have Eidei Mesira, it shouldn't be Mezuv B'Tocho. What does Mezuv B'Tocho mean? When there's Eidei Mesira, if you don't do it right, it's a puzzle. Why should it be a puzzle? If the only thing you have is Eidei Chasima, they don't have to be done Lishma. So then for sure, if there's Eidei Mesira, they don't have to be done Lishma. Right? So what's the Teret? That Gemara only learned that when what? The Teret is Makbid, when there's Eidei Chasima, the Chasima has to be done Lishma. The Gemara only learns that later. Gemara is Chozer Bo from what I understood in the Kasha. But what I understood in the Kasha is that what? What did Gemara understand in the Kasha? The Gemara is in the Maskana says, where have Eidei Chasima, Teret is Makbid, that the Chasima has to be done what? Has to be done Lishma. Yes? The chasim has to be done lishma, but the bottom line is that what? Right, that Gemara held that only in the what? Only in the Havamin. In the Maskana, though, you need the chasim to be lishma as well, if you're going to have what? If you're going to rely on the chasimis, Allah lamaisa. But the Gemara had a Havamin that you never needed what? Lishma on the chasim. That was the Havamin. The Gemara denies that in the end. That's the second answer. What's the third answer? The Real Levi. What did the Real Levi say?
If you have
Eidei Chasima, what?
You don't need
ever what? It's enough to have the Chasima Lishma. You don't even need the Ksiva Lishma. Yes? So why is that? That's a great answer. Why is that a great answer? Because the Gemara says what? Either you need one or the other. I mean, make up your mind. Is the Kasav Lagoy on the Ksiva or the Chasima? The Gemara just says you have one or not the other. So behind that, Arye said good. The Gemara meant to say, oh really, if all you need is what? The Chasima and the Ksiva, why do you even find a Nechtav then? The Gemara spelled out why you didn't find a Nechtam, right? According to Rabbi Elazar, right? But the Gemara could be the other way. So what's the answer? So as Binyamin said in Nate, that where Shmuel Rozovsky says, the Gemara they get needs Lishma, whatever that Gemara might be, whether it's the Ksiva or the Chasima, Lamaisa, but it's got to be done Lishma, Halach Lamaisa. And that's exactly what the Gemara means. And what's the fourth one? What's the fourth answer? Depends on the two Hezberim and the Rif. What are the Rabbein Ephraim and the Rosh say? Af. What does Iran say? The pop-up theory. That's really Dafka, that it's called, we assume that what? Everything was done properly if there's Eidei Chasima. So what's the cash on that? So what's the cash? The cash is, if you hold like Maisa, like the Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rosh, you understand the cash that according to Blasio holds either or is good. So if either or is good and you have no Eidei Mesira, do you need what? The Chasima to be Lishma. So how can the Mercy Chasima doesn't have to be Lishma? But according to Iran, Lamaisa, it's not a cash. Why not? According to the Ron, it's not a kasha because it's dafka what? It's really dafka Eidei Mesira. The Eidei Chasima are not making the shtar shas, so they don't have to be written lishma. So why did the Ron ask the kasha of the Ramban and give the answer of the Ramban? Nate said you're giving it from the Siam where you need Eidei Mesira. The hot kasha doesn't even start. So why does the Ron keep the Ron sos himself? So the Terence is like this. If you learn the pshat in the Ron, it's based on Eidei Adia, then what? Then Lamaisa, if it's based on Eidei Adia, and the Eidei Adia are verifying that it's from the das of the tzivui, the baal, that's what he wants, and they end up getting the woman, so we assume it's good, but the pop-up theory, where did they come from? Where did they come from? They came from the signature of the document. They come from the Eidei Chasima. The Eidei Chasima become fundamental, they have to be done lishma. So how can the Gemara say black and white, the Chasima doesn't have to be lishma, Rabbi Elazar? It's a great kasha. Yes? What you're saying, then you have the Ramban's answer, correct. But I'm saying we're substantiating the Kasha. We're substantiating the Kasha. Okay, that's the Mahalach. Please get it, guys. But this speaks to heart and core. We have to know this. Probably the most famous Machlaikas. Okay. Vaita now in the Gemara. Okay? So what does the Gemara say? Let's go. Chitema, Ashu, you're doing a great job. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Lazar holds, Ksiva, you need what? Lishma Chasim, you don't need. Chitema, go ahead. Chitema, Zokter. And if you want to tell me, Chitema, and give a little bit of days. Chitema, if you want to say, let's go, guys. The focus, the focus. Not focus on the turkey. It's too many days off.
Chitema.
The Meiser. Okay, it's too many days off. No stuffing. Don't focus on it. Focus on the Torah, the Torah. In order for a bird to be kosher, you need four things. Did you guys know that? It's a Mishnah Chulin, Pei Vavim, and Aleph. Four things you need for a bird to be kosher. See, for animals, you need what? They split hooves and what? Chew its cud. Fish, fins, and scales. What about birds? The Torah says 24 birds are not kosher in the Torah. The Torah doesn't give you siman. The Torah Shabbat Ped does. Four things. You can't be a predator. Can't be a hawk, a falcon, or a what? Eagle. Why do I say those three? Because I'm familiar with them in sports, right? But they're predators. Can't be a predator. Number two, it has to have an extra toe. Number three, it has to have a crop. And number four, it has to have a peelable gizzard. And number five, it has to have a mesorah, that the bird is kosher. Rashi and Chulin says, the Ramah quotes in Yordaya. Rashi and Chulin says you need a mesorah. That's why there's a whole pilpul about turkey. Turkey was a new world bird. Maybe there's no mesorah. That's what David Lifshitz at Tzal, the great Goyim. He didn't eat turkey. Yaakov Kamenetsky at Tzal didn't eat turkey. Shadishli doesn't eat turkey. Ramosha did though. Ramosha Aldo was okay. Ratanlan told us. Mr. Bruce seems to hint to it as well that it was okay. The Hindik.
How did you get past
the Hindik? What'd you say?
How did you get past the problem of the Messiah?
Because they say there was a Messiah that existed in the world that was just brought over to North America. It always existed though. This was in India. New world bird fit from the perspective of North America, but it always existed. That was the Messiah. Okay, so Lamaisa, okay, that's a few days off if you have it with your family. But here now, it's Tuesday, the Torah. But we're also learning Torah, I did the turkey too. The Torah governs everything, Lamaisa, it's amazing. Okay, let's go. Chitem, and if you want to suggest, go ahead, Li'olam. Chitem,
what
suggests
Li'olam Rabbi Elazar?
Wow, let's say it's Rabbi Elazar. But I thought Rabbi Elazar doesn't require chasim lishma. Go ahead.
When Rabbi Elazar says that he requires chasim to be done lishma, midar raisa. That's only midar raisa.
Excellent. However, beautiful. That's a good answer. I think that'd be a very plausible answer. Look at those two Rashi's. Vi Rabbi Elazar. Go ahead.
Vi Rabbi Elazar. The Amar midar raisa get you in Edom chasmin alav kosher. It says that midar raisa get that Edom don't sign on it's kosher.
Right.
Alma, we see the kasuk siva hu demashma.
Right, but you still need the aid him at the delivery of the get, but all you need is what? The body of the get. You don't need signatures on the get. Go ahead. Excellent. So maybe that's only b'diraisa. However, midrabanan, back to the Gemara, maybe midrabanan you need it. Gemara shoots that down immediately. This is a very famous Mishnah in Gittin. What daf is it? What daf, guys? Pei vav amud aleph. Go ahead. No, but read in the Gemara. We didn't get to it in the Gemara. Baha! Read the Gemara first. Maybe it's been Rabbanan required. Baha Shlosh, you're getting Psulim. How can you tell me in Rabbanan you require Lishma and the Chasima? Go ahead.
Baha Shlosh, you're getting Psulim Darabanan.
There are three getting that are Psulim in Rabbanan. The Mishnah, what daf? Pei Vavim and Av. Go ahead, Velo, what? Rabbi Elazar doesn't require the chasim lishma at all, none whatsoever, even on a drabbanan level. Binyamin, how does this mishnah depict it? Go ahead.
It's not that it's taught in our mishnah. Gimel getin pesul. There are three pasul gets. Vim nisas. If she gets married, havlad kosher. Then the child will be not a mamzer.
If she gets married, the vlad is kosher. Bidiyevit. What are the three cases? Let's go. Go ahead. Kas of what?
Kas of yado. The husband wrote it.
He writes with an IOU, Kosef Chsav Yodoy, Ve'en Alav what? And there are no Edim, signed on the get. That's kosher. Yes, that's the first case. Guy writes an IOU to divorce his wife. There are no Edim. It says, Beferish, the Mishnah says it's what? It's Pasum and Rabbanah. Rabbanah is going to say it's kosher. Go ahead. That's number one case. Go ahead.
Yeshalav Edim Ve'en Bozman. If you have Edim but you don't have the time.
There's no date. Excellent. That's the second case. Go ahead. Third case is there's a date and only one date. All those three cases, go ahead. Psulim means min rabbanan. Vim what?
Vim nisas havlad kosher.
However, Rabbi Elazar, go ahead.
Rabbi Elazar,
Begove? And you, the woman could collect her ksuba even from what? Lien property that have liens on it that the husband sold to other guys, lekuchos. Go ahead, Shane, what? Right, the ikar is the edim asira. So presumably, which case do you think Rabbi Elazar is arguing on? Guys, you saw this in the Gemara? Which case is Rabbi Elazar presumably arguing on? You guys tell me. I can't hear you. The first case. The first case is what? It says, Pasul min Rabbanan, Kasub iksav yarvein alav edim. Why is that Pasul min Rabbanan? It's good to be not Torah because the guy's signature is viewed as Eri Chasimah. Yes, IOU. It's only Pasul min Rabbanan. We have to see why. I'm not sure why it's Pasul min Rabbanan. What does Rabbi Elazar say? Rabbi Elazar says it's totally kosher if what? As long as they're Edim at the delivery they get. The only reason why you need guys sign this is because of Tikkun Olam, which we learned earlier in Shir. So does Rabbi Elazar say there's a Psul de Rabbanan? Eliezer, what do you tell me? What did Rabbi Elazar say? Kasub iksav yado, a guy wrote an IOU and there were no Edim on it. What is Rabbi Elazar? It's Pasul min Rabbanan, according to the Chachamim, Tanakhama and Mishnah. What does Rabbi Elazar say? It's kosher, even lechachilu. So obviously he doesn't require lishma on a level min Rabbanan, even by the chasimis. He doesn't care at all about chasimis. This Mishnah depicts that Rabbi Elazar denies lishma even at the Rabbanan level by chasimis. That is the Pashup Shah to read this. You got that? Don't give me a suggestion that what? That the Tana of Mishnah Rabbi Elazar b'fanei nechtav, you need b'fanei nechtav because min Rabbanan you need lishma on the chasimis. It's not true. Look at the Mishnah Pei Vavam and Aleph. The Mishnah Pei Vavam and Aleph clearly says that Rabbi Elazar denies any lishma even on a Rabbanan level. That's what it means. Chitim, you want to give that answer that min Rabbanan required. The Mishnah says not the way. Read the Rashi's usher. Go ahead. Vashlosha what? Exactly. Go ahead. Wait, where are you? No, I want you to go back. Sorry, Vashlosh are getting psulim. Start from there. No. The one before that. Vashlosh are getting psulim. What does the kachashiv mean? It's listed. It's listed in the last perik of Gittin. Go ahead. One of them is Ein Alav Edim. That's what he's pinning down, right? Go ahead.
Darabon, Kalamar Pesulinu Afilu Tanakama. That is saying that even according to Tanakama, Lo Havi El Midarabon. It's only possible Midarabon. Midakhtani in Nisus of Lab Kasha. From the fact that it teaches that if there's a child, the child is Kasha.
Yeah, so you see it's only Psul de Rabban and the Vlad is Kasha, but he have it. But Rablozo doesn't even possible that. Go ahead, Velo what?
Velo Boy Rebelozer Chazina. The Polygolo Rebelozer. Rabbi Elazar argues on this. That even the chachila can get married. Alma psula midarabanan nami. There's not even a pasul darabanan according to
him. I mean, Rabbi Elazar doesn't require any chasim at all. Yes.
Yep.
Go ahead. Shlosha. Only the chachila. Go ahead.
That the Baal himself wrote it. Ain bozman. Bozman nechtov.
Beezer. Really should be one word. There's no date when it was written. Go ahead. And there's the Ksav of the Sofer together.
The Tanakama himself only possibly
to excellent, beautiful. The Gova what? Well, watch this Rashi, guys. The Gova what? She collects the ksuba from what this get, this non.
If she has a get but not the ksuba, gova ksuba.
Just as good, she collects the ksuba. Go ahead.
There's a different lashon. Gova minachasim mishubadim. You can collect from minachasim mishubadim. Im shar malva hu gova minachasim mishubadim.
So what does he say?
If you have
the first shot is the get itself can allow her to collect. What's the second shot?
Is that if she has a star?
It has nothing to do with it. It has nothing to get. It has to do with a loan. Star hova. Go ahead. Star chov nami.
Star chov nami.
Kari get. Kedam. Remember we learned that? That a star chov is called a get? Remember where do we learn that? Where do we learn that a star chov is also called a get? First toast in the Masechta, right? That a get by Dini Mamnis called. Go ahead. Yeah, so read again. Starchov nami kari get kana ramama get chov shein bo achrayis. Okay, get there means what? Dini mamonis, yeah? So what are the two gerses in Rashi? Either that Mishnah, when it said v'gobin chos b'shov, is referring to the get itself, or is referring to something else completely, a financial star. Yeah? An IOU, in financial, let's say a guy writes an IOU. Right? I give you an IOU, I owe you $100,000. You come to me and say, Rebbe, I need the money. I said, I don't have it. Go to Binyamin. Chos b'shovon. Says it b'feirish. There's a star. Go ahead. Hello? That's tantamount. IOU is like a real star, according to that second gerson Rashi. First gerson Rashi seems to argue with that and says referring to a get. Go ahead.
Elephant Netikam. Shema Yamusu, because the Edom might die. Veshuv in La Edus. There won't be any more Edus to be able to verify this. Vithikaf Nagula Chasim. Therefore, gave the Chasim.
Where are you? Yeah, go ahead. Read again, Elim Netikan Olam. Read again.
Elim Netikan Olam.
Yeah.
Shema Yamusu.
Maybe the animal will die. Veshuv what?
Veshuv in La Edus.
Fikach.
Fikach Nagula Chasim. Came the custom to sign onto it.
Yes.
Vim Yamusu, that if died, Tira Chasim Son La Edom, you might, you'll be able to see the signatures of the Edom.
They could show the Chasim to the other Edom, yeah, what? Yeah, and the other Edom will recognize, so you could save the day. I don't know why he didn't say they might go to Venetian. It's the same thing, though. Could have said that just as well. Okay, maybe just for brevity. Okay? So it comes out that the Gemara says this suggestion that he requires the Shmona at the Ramon level, you shoot that right down from the Mishnah. What daf? Pei Vavim and Aleph. Pei Vavim and Aleph says, Beferish, or Belazar does not require the Shmona even on what? The Ramon level. Yes? On a Chasimi, yes.
This the way Rashi interprets the Vedic at all sounds a lot like the pop-up. The if the Edom is here and die, then you have Edom on the get.
Yeah, I think that's just the Gemara, though. That's what the Gemara says. That's just the Gemara on Lamed Vav and Aleph. I don't think he's saying more than the Gemara. I don't think he's saying like the Ram. He's sure. Just describing the Gemara on Lamed Vav.
So the Ram says the
Gemara, you could just say the Gemara is just saying you have verification, just to verify it. Doesn't mean it's serving. It's to verify that the signatures are good, Lamaisa.
Who cares?
Ain't a get chosen on tikkun oil. Tikkun oil, you can prove the get is a get. You're not saying that they have the capacity of Edom Mesir. That's a gigantic another step. Pashup Shad and Gemara is just to verify that what? That this get was a get. It wasn't forged. That's all. You're making a whole nother step by saying, oh, they pop up and they serve qua this Edom Mesir. That's more than the Gemara.
For Rabbi Elazar, he would say that's important.
What do you say?
For Rabbi Elazar, he would say that it's very important.
But what I'm that's what the Ron says in the Rif. But right. Maybe it's enough to just to verify the gets a get. That's all, like the Rif said. The only time you need what did the Rif say? You tell me what the Rif said, are you? No, what did the Rif say? Rif just said if you have Eidei Chasima, you don't need any Mesir. That's all. He didn't make a next step and say, qua, they act like that. That's what the Ron said in the Rif. Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rush say, no, it's not. There's two distinct tracks and it's off, and that's it. Done. Okay? I'm glad you guys asked me that. That's not what the Gemara says. That's what the Ron says, shot in the Rif. The Rabbeinu Ephraim and the Rush will say exactly what I just said. That's not what the Gemara says. The Gemara just says verify it. Doesn't say they have to act as quiet, even Siru. Okay. Now, you see the Gilyan HaShasa, Rabbi Kivager? Let's say it outside, okay? Let's say it outside. And then tomorrow we have a long Seder. We go through the Tyson. But I want to say it outside. Let's try to say it outside, okay? Let's try to say it outside. You with me? Rabbi Kivager asked like this. Did you guys ever look at the Mishnah and Pevov? Did you ever look at the Mishnah and Pevov? It's a direct quote that we have in our Gemara. Rabbi Kivager says, I don't see the proof that Rabbi Loz is Makshul Lechachilu. I don't see it at all. Maybe when the Tanakhama said it was Puzzle, the three Gittim Tzulim and Rabbanon, yes? And Lamaisa. He only says the Vlad is not a mamzer. Maybe Rabbi Elazar holds the same thing. Yes? The Tanakhama is Makshir B'dievet Kasa B'chsev Yodo Vein Allah Vedim. And Rabbi Elazar argues and says Makshir is that B'dievet. What else? Kam K'sav Sofer Vein Allah Vedim. Wow. What's K'sav Sofer Vein Allah Vedim? You guys got this? What's an IOU? What's an IOU? The husband writes the get himself, or what? If a Lovo writes the IOU, yes? There are no signatures. You sign it on the bottom in IOU. IOU. That's exactly what it is. So how do you know that Rabbi Elazar is arguing on the case of what? How do you know Rabbi Elazar is makshul lechachilu? This case of what? Maybe what? Maybe they both agree that it's only b'dievet. What Rabbi Elazar was arguing is what? What was Rabbi Elazar arguing and saying? That you know what? B'dieved is also kosher? Because since there are what? There are Edim Asira. But maybe Rabbi Elazar passes L'chachila. Since what? Midrabbanin in Edi Chasima. And therefore, if Midrabbanin in Edi Chasima, you need Chasima Lishma. You know, that's this kasha also. Tfer Shmuel. The Madura Basra. It's a great kasha. The kasha is like this. Please get it. B'kiveger writes in the Gilin HaShas, the Gemara points out, according to Rashi, that what? Maybe we could say Rabbi Elazar Eliezer holds what? Lishma Midrabbanin on the Chasima. What Mishnah depicts that's wrong? That's assuming what Rabbi Elazar is commenting on what case. That is kosher lechachila. That's a case where there's no what? There's no edi chasim, any matter even lechachila. So he doesn't require lishmoy even rabbanon, yes? But how do you know that Rabbi Elazar was arguing in that case? Rashi says, v'lo boy Rabbi Elazar chasima. Read the Rashi again inside, Asher. V'lo boy Rabbi Elazar chasima. What does he say? Go ahead. Jafilu. Alma. Exactly, nothing. How do you know that that's what Rabbi Elazar was commenting on? How do you know that? Ask Rabbi Kivager. I could read the Mishnah differently. You know how I could read the Mishnah? That Rabbi Elazar was Machsher. Tanakam's Achsher, but you ever. Which case? That's the Tanakam. What does Rabbi Elazar extend it to? Kosev Iksav Sofer. What's Iksav Sofer? He doesn't write IOU. A Sofer writes a get. There are no Edim at all. And maybe that's good even B'dieved. It's only also the Chachila because you need Edi Chasima, according to Rabbi Elazar. And those Edi Chasima have to be written Lishma. Maybe that's what Rabbi Elazar was saying. Isn't that amazing? What does Rabbi Elazar say when it says Rabbi Elazar Omer, Afa Bishin Olav Edim? What is Afa Bishin Olav Edim? What are your options then? If there are no Edim. What are your options of who wrote the get? Aryeh. What are your options who wrote the get? Either the Baal wrote it himself, or what?
Or the
Sofer wrote it. Maybe that's what Rabbi Elazar is commenting on. That the case of even when the Sofer writes it, it's kosher b'dieved. And maybe Midrabbanan, you need chasimus, and those chasimus need to be done lishma. So maybe this Mishnah doesn't prove that he doesn't require any lishma, even Midrabbanan. Maybe he does. The only reason why we assume that is because we assume Rabbi Elazar was talking in the case of what? Of Kosev Iksav Yado, Vein Olav Edim. But how do you know he's talking about Kosev Iksav Yado? Maybe he's talking about Kosev Iksav Sofer. You got that? That's the Kasher B'Kivager. Look at it inside. Usher, let's read it. Look at the Gilin HaShas. Go ahead. The first half. Look at the Gilin HaShas, guys. Barashi, go ahead.
Kashali. I have a question. Hayesh Lomer. I can answer.
Depolig. I have the word in brackets. Depolig al Tanakama.
I don't have that.
Okay, I'm telling you to read it in. Depolig al Tanakama argues in the Tanakama. Go ahead.
Depolig al Tanakama. B'mai detole davka shehu kosov yado.
Aval.
Diksavi sofer ve'en elevim. Afil b'dieved pasul. B'zeh hosef reb Eliezer. Reb Eliezer.
Even though there's no ksav yado, even if it's not ksav yado, just ksav love sofer. Go ahead, vein what?
Edim kosher, but not some love edim. It's kosher when you give it in front of.
Excellent. Go ahead. Stop there. Stop there up to now. So that's the kasha. Everyone got that kasha? Not so difficult now once you understand. It's a very sharp kasha. How did Rashi assume that the Gemara was proving that Rabbi Elazar is going on that case of Kasav B'Chasav Yadav Ein Olav Edim, and that proves he doesn't require the Shema even Rabban on the Chasima? Maybe he was commenting on the case of Kasav Sofer V'Wad Ein Olav Edim, and that B'dieved's kosher. But maybe Midrabbanan you do need Chasimus. Maybe Midrabbanan you do need Chasimus, because the bottom line is Kasav Sofer Ein Olav Edim. Maybe he's saying L'Chachila you need to have Edim signed on it. So maybe Midrabbanan, you would need that. Rabbi Elazar would passel that case, L'maisa. That's what he was commenting on. He wasn't commenting on what? So you don't have any indication that Rabbi Elazar was, what case he was talking about. And how do you know he was commenting on that he meant L'Chachila? Maybe he meant a different case and he meant B'dieved. Isn't that a bomb kasha? So what's the terrors? So let me say it outside. You know what Rabbi Kivager's answer is? If it wasn't for Rashi, you know what he says the Raya of the Gemara would have been? from the fact that it says get kosher. What does get kosher mean? Lechachilo. That's what he says it means. Read the next line of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Go ahead, Usher. Velule what? Ilule. If it wasn't what?
Ilule diber Rashi.
If it wasn't for Rashi.
Haya efshar lefarish de kevin de tan kama kore shem pasul.
Since he said the word pasul, go ahead.
Bema de pasul lechachilo lo havele the Rebbe Lazar le menaket kosher.
He shouldn't have said kosher if pasul meant lechachilo. Go ahead. Bema what?
Bema de pasul lechachilo.
Vhavele le meimer. Well, he should have said what? Should have said, really, the Vlad is kosher. That's the way he should have responded. Lamaisen. Go ahead. Acharkach.
Acharkach, kasav li
nechti. Nechti, my grandson wrote this to me. Nechti, my grandson. Harav what?
Harav me.
I'm not sure who that is. Harav Shmuel bin Yamin. Nero, Shekfar Amud Bezeh. Hagon.
Hagon be.
Melacha Zayin, be Sifro, Tifer Shmuel. Amar Shak. Tifer Shmuel's on the bottom of the Shmuel, bottom of the Rosh. So I guess that was his grandson. So his grandson asked this kasha too. So Rabbi Kiveger says, if it wasn't for Rashi, I would have said that the Gemara understood that it meant lechachil, because the word kosher means lechachil. Rashi doesn't say that. What does Rashi say? Rashi says, upolig al arablos dafil lechachil. Right? What does Rashi say? Rashi says, if it wasn't for Rashi, right? Rashi says, Rablov's arguing, he's saying, even lechachil. Lamaisa. Even lechachil, right? What's the raya? What's the raya that Rabbi Elazar makshing lechachil? That's what Rashi says. I wouldn't have said that. The fact that it Rabbi Elazar says what? What is the sheet of Rabbi Elazar? That it's what? He says what? Kosher? He says the word kosher, right? That's what he said I would have been medayik from if it wasn't for Rashi. Rashi says, Lamaisa, Rashi says differently. Rashi says that Rabbi Elazar just argues and he says, lechachila, you know, they can get remarried, and that's what it's saying, Lamaisa. That's what it's saying. He says, if it wasn't for Rashi, Lulu de Rashi, I would have said the riots from the Gemara, Lashon Kesh Kosher, was Lashon lechachila. Now, the Rishash asks on that. Please get it down. The Rishash says, Kosher really means what? Kosher could be one of two ways. Why does Kosher mean lechachila? It could also mean Bidiyevit. And the Vlad is Kosher. But it's only Bidiyevit. So that's why the Rishash says the word kosher is really extra. Rabbi Elazar is going on the Tanakam that said Bidiyevit of Vlad is kosher. Why do you have to repeat the word kosher? The fact that the Gemara repeats the word kosher shows us lechachila. Didn't the Tanakam already say Im Nisa of Vlad kosher? Why does Rabbi Elazar have to repeat the words kosher? Must be he's trying to elevate it a level to mean what? He's trying to elevate a level to mean lechachila. That's what the Rishash says. He's trying to elevate a level to mean lechachila. So the Marashon, the Madurabha says, Tais was bothered by this Kasha. And if you look at Tais Dirmasko, Rabbi Elazar, look at Tais Dirmasko, Rabbi Elazar, when we get to that, he says, V'nira l'ri, l'chachila Rabbi Elazar's makshe edi b'sira. And they bring a riot from the second parrot. Their kavan is the Gemara here is relying on the riot from the second parrot. That's what the Maram Shif says. So Lamaisa, it's not just in a vacuum relying on Daf Pei Vav. What are we relying on? We're relying on the second parrot, on Daf Chaf Aleph. That's really where the Gemara is driving at, to be able to prove that he meant lechachila. But Lamaisa, that's what you have to say maybe Rashi's really driving at, Lamaisa. Maybe that's what Rashi's really driving at. So there are two ways. Once you get down in your notes, and tomorrow we have a long Seder, God, when we have to get to the Tosasim, there are two ways for us to prove that the Gemara knew that Rabbi Elazar makshed lechachila. What are the two ways? Either from the word kosher, that didn't need to be repeated, because it said in some lot kosher. If you're saying kosher, it means lechachila. So that means you don't even need lishma at the rabbanon level on the chesimas at all. Eliezer, yes. Or the rise from the second parak, that Rabbi Elazar makshel lechachila, the venira l'ri in Taisus, that he says, beferis af lechachila makshel Rabbi Elazar, like it says in the second parak. In the second parak, it's makshel, it doesn't require lishma at all on the chesimas, even with the rabbanon. So those are the two ways, Lamaisa, that you can assume that the Gemara was proving that Rabbi Elazar denies Lishma on a Drabon level, even on the Chesimus. Yes, Binyamin.
Can't we just say that the Sefer is a Shliach, and Shliach is like the Baal, and therefore, my Nafkamina, there's no difference? It's not a
Because Lamaisa, he has to sign it, Lamaisa. He has to sign it. That's assuming the Ksav Sofer is considered to be an aid. That's assuming the Ksav Sofer is considered to be considered to be good. That's a big chiddush to say ksav sofer vein alav edim. You got nothing. You got nothing, lamais. It's hard to say that he's going to be what. He's not signing himself, lamais. He said, "I want you to sign it, lamais." Does it need? And according to the shittas atayis, he needs shlichus. That the sofer needs b'shlichus. Let him serve as what? Let him serve as that. Let it be ksav yoda. But the bottom line is, maybe you see this all kash is assuming against that. That lamaisa, if you're saying if you need shlichus, let him serve as a shlich, as if it's the baal.
Yeah.
Some rishonim say you don't need shlichus.
And then the kasha doesn't start.
I understand. Some rishonim say you don't need shlichus, but it's possible. Some rishonim say you don't. So you're saying this whole shtickle there is assuming you don't need shlichus. Okay, it's a good heart. Okay. All right, let's stop here. Let's stop a mincha. Tomorrow we continue business. Okay. Thank you.